Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
What's up, Apple Viz? It's Calvin, back again with another podcast. Today's review is going to be about playing a list of games only by asking with your voice using artificial intelligence technology. The app I will be using for this demonstration is Google Assistant for iOS. All you need to do is to launch the app from your iOS device, tap on the mic button, and say, "Let's play a game." I am currently using an iPhone 8 Plus, running iOS 11.4. So let's start. Open Google Assistant.
Assistant, menu, button.
I have logged into Google previously, so I don't need to log in again. Here is the main screen. Instead of going through the list of items, I'm gonna double tap on open mic. It's just above the home. I'll double tap. Let's play a game.
You can play one of these games.
Now we've got a list of games here. Instead of swiping, I'm gonna drag one finger on the screen. I'll turn on speech.
Speech on.
After turning on speech, I can scroll through the list of available games. Our first game is
audio games.
Audio games.
Fun with sound.
Fun with sound.
Chat games. Play around in chat. Never mind button.
I'm gonna select audio games.
Audio games. Open mic.
Okay,
button.
How about one of these?
Lucky trivia. Are you feeling lucky?
Are you feeling lucky?
Crystal ball.
Crystal ball.
Delve into your mysterious future. Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
World's greatest word game. Lucky trivia sports. Are you feeling sporty?
I'm not into sports.
Never mind button.
I will select lucky trivia for now.
Lucky trivia.
Double tap.
Lucky trivia. Open mic button.
Oh yeah, this is so much better than telling you about the weather. Let me get into character.
Wow.
Welcome to Are You Feeling Lucky? The game show that keeps you guessing. And I'm your Google Assistant, the host. How many people do we have?
Two.
Close mic button. Speech off.
How many are playing this time?
Two.
Two contestants. You got it. We've got five rounds to get through. Okay, some quick first questions. I'm sure that you'll get them right.
Okay, let's see.
Contestant one, can you say flat top?
Flat top.
Not quite. Let's pretend you said flat top and then I nicknamed you flat top. Contestant two, would you say sleepyhead for me?
Sleepyhead.
Close enough. I'm going to keep calling you sleepyhead to help you remember.
Okay.
Here we go. Get ready, flat top. It'll be over before
that's
you know
player
it, but
one.
If you want to end the game early, say stop. It's a simple one about science. What are large, white, puffy clouds called? Cumulus, stratus, or cirrus?
The first one. Wow. I got it right.
Brilliant. You got it. Moving right along, let's go to Sleepyhead.
Let's go to Sleepyhead. Okay.
The subject is technology. Morse code relies on which two transmissions? Beeps and boops. Dots and dits. Or knots and crosses.
I think I'm going to make a guess. The second one. Wow, that's good.
Pay attention, everybody. That's the way you do it. Nice work, Sleepyhead.
We're going to go through the five rounds.
Round two starts now.
That's the second round now.
Here's one for flat top. Next question. This one is tough. The Florida Panthers alternate logo features a hockey stick crossed with what? A manatee, Goofy, or a palm tree?
The third one. Okay. That's right.
You're here to win. Great job. The Florida panther is an endangered animal. There are fewer than 100 left in the wild. Sleepyhead, you're up. A question for you is coming. I'm featuring creatures in this next question. True or false, goldfish can only remember information for 30 seconds.
True. Oops, I got that wrong.
Oh no, sleepyhead, no. Scientists have found that goldfish can remember information for up to 3 months.
Next.
This is round three. Flat Top, you're up. A question for you is coming. It's about geography. True or false, Greece's official name is Hellenic Republic.
True. Not sure though.
Please say your answer again. True or false, Greece's official name is Hellenic Republic.
True. Ah, she's kidding me.
That's not incorrect, which means it's correct.
Okay.
Sleepyhead, you're up now. This is your question. It's about music. Show me your moves. What does the rapper Flavor Flav wear around his neck? A rubber ducky, a clock, or a transistor radio?
The second one.
You must be feeling
good.
Lucky
question
today.
So far.
You got it right. He wears it to remind people to cherish every second alive. Round four. Let's do this. On to our next contestant, Flat Top. Next question. It's a people question. When was Betty White born? 1964.
Not sure.
1933. Or 1922.
The first one. Oopsie.
Nope. Good try, though. It was 1922.
I didn't know that.
Get ready, sleepyhead. Here's your question. The subject is movies. What movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1984? Broadcast News, Bugsy, or Amadeus?
Number two.
Sorry. What movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1984? Broadcast News, Bugsy, or Amadeus?
Broadcast News. Oh, that's wrong.
That's not the answer they gave me. Sorry. The answer I wanted was Amadeus. Final round. Each contestant gets one more question. You're up, Flat Top. Your question is coming up. This is a wild one.
Okay.
True or false, most dogs only understand about 10 words.
False.
Please say your answer again. True or false, most dogs only understand about 10 words.
False.
Try that one more time, please. True or false, most dogs only understand about 10 words.
False. Oops, that's good.
Great job, Flat Top. Way to go. The average dog can understand 165 words. Get ready, sleepyhead. Here's your question. This one is about language. What word fits this definition? Not fresh or original. Canny, exasperated, or trite?
The second one. Oops, I meant to choose this answer. Let's see. What's
Sadly,
next?
That's not it. Sorry, sleepyhead.
Sleepyhead.
Believe it or not, it's trite.
Okay. Okay, so we are done.
And with that sound, your game is over. Here are the results. Victory is yours, Flat Top. I wonder what you'll do with it. It's kind of fickle, so it might run off with somebody else. You really need to win again and again to keep it. Do you want to play again?
No.
Okay, I'll see you next time you're feeling lucky.
Okay, so let's start by playing another game. I'll double tap on the mic. Let's play an audio game.
Okay, how about one of these?
Okay, so here we have a list of games.
Are you feeling lucky? Lucky Trivia Sports.
No.
Are you feeling sporty?
Let's see.
Mad Libs. World's greatest word game.
I'll select this game.
World's greatest word game. Open mic button. Speech
off. Awesome. It's story time.
Okay.
This is Mad Libs. The world's greatest word game. We'll fill in the blanks to make a story. This Mad Lib takes 19 words.
Okay.
You can always quit your Mad Lib by saying stop. Put on your thinking cap. First, give me a place.
Nicaragua.
Good. How about a year?
1962.
That's the way. Tell me a number.
16.
Clever. I need an adjective.
Sweet.
Okay. How about a verb ending in ing?
Loving.
That's the way. Tell me another verb ending in ing.
Moving.
Good. How about a plural noun?
I don't know.
Cool. Give me a noun.
America.
That's the way. A person in room.
Steve Jobs.
Great. You've played before, huh? An adjective.
Sour.
Nice one. I need a noun.
School.
Okay. Say another noun.
House.
Cool. Tell me a verb ending in ing.
Meeting.
Way to go. I need a number.
77.
Way to go. I need a verb.
Over.
Clever. Four more. Give me a noun.
Toilet.
Great. Say a verb ending in ing.
Rounding.
Clever. How about an adverb?
I don't know.
That's the way.
Nothing comes in mind, actually.
Last one. I need an adjective.
I don't have one.
Great. And we're done.
Okay, so let's see now.
Now I'll read it. This Mad Lib is called Driving in the Car. Last summer on our vacation,
I'm just doing that for fun, actually.
Our car is a 1962 sedan with 16 doors and a sweet motor.
Okay.
We started out at sunrise. My mother and father spent all night loving the house and moving the car so we could get an early start. My father took his golf, I don't know, and my mother took her Tennis America. I took my dog, Steve Jobs. The dog and I and my little shower sister sat in the back. My father was the driver, and as he came out of the driveway, he ran into a score and dented a house. My mother said, why don't you pay attention and watch where you are meeting? After 77 hours, we stopped to over at a toilet.
How come?
The toilet was horrible, and this got my father grounding again. After driving I don't know in this manner for 2 days, we finally arrived here and have been having a really I don't have one time.
Okay.
That was very cool.
It is.
Wanna play again?
No.
Okay, thanks for playing.
So, I think we are done for this demonstration. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. See you soon.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.